Amistad and Harper Audio present Midnight Rooms, a novel by Donye Coles, performed by Georgina Campbell. Chapter 1. Orabella stood at the threshold of the parlour, uninvited but determined to be present, for the matter of this strange man's visit concerned her and only her. The room was the same as it always was. Nothing had been done to make it fancier. No fresh flowers or even any beverages. No indication that this meeting was significant or special. And perhaps, Orabella reasoned in that moment, to her uncle it was not. It was, after all, not a decision that would greatly alter his life. The same two couches that had always been there sat facing each other, their arms on one side towards the doorway she waited in, the others towards a single chair where her uncle, Worrell Mumthorpe, sat as if on a throne. This was the perfect place for her to meet the man, to see him clearly. The light was good, the room respectable, but, she thought, she hadn't been meant to see him at all, so it didn't matter where this meeting happened. It was not for her benefit. If she were bolder, she would have taken the seat across from the stranger, but she was not. The intrusion was already unlike her. The stranger noticed her before her uncle did, and for a moment they regarded each other. But there was no magic in it. Time did not stop. Her heart beat rabbit-quick in her, the rhythm her nerves played to. But the man seemed calm for the handful of seconds that their notice of each other went unseen by her uncle. Only enough time to make note of his appearance. Dark pants and work boots rested under a plain shirt and jacket. There was no finery in this man's clothing or his face. There wasn't much to see of it, his face. A brush of unsightly beard matched the shaggy hair from his head that covered his features. Fine or as dull as the rest of him, she couldn't tell. Except she could see a crooked nose and pale eyes that peeked from the thicket. His eyebrow raised just so, lips parted to say something, and she wondered what he thought of her now that he had seen her. Now that he knew, for sure, that she was black. The brown dress did nothing to flatter her. The cut and fit of it were well enough, the full skirts and bodice lying correctly on her frame, but the colour blended with her skin and made her seem drab. A little Finch, seen briefly and forgotten just as quickly. Orabella had worn it more for its lack of grace. The impression she wanted to make was forgettable. A woman not worth his time or anyone's. No colour on her full lips or high cheeks. Above her rounded nose, her eyes were deep brown, near to the black of her hair, which she'd left loose. Pinned back only with a weak clasp to keep it from her face and fingers that would tug on the curls that floated lightly about her head and shoulders. Even then, the shorter flyaway curls escaped their confines and shot out at odd angles from her. I am an unkempt thing, unsuitable for a wife, she had wanted to say. But the man was also unkempt, and in her efforts to prove a poor match, she had matched him. He did not look of society. Orabella could not imagine him in the salons of Bristol, with his thick beard and shaggy hair. He looked out of place even in the parlour surrounded by rose-coloured cushions, as did she. Her uncle was a businessman. The family had earned their wealth in textiles. It followed, it was her assumption, that this stranger must also be of similar standing. But she could not imagine what sort of business he would have with their family dressed and presenting as he was. Orabella had no room, she knew, to think so poorly of him. She was
sample complete. Ready to continue?